At the top of the show, I'll say to all of you listening on Christmas Day over Armed Forces Radio, that's your cue to say Merry Christmas. Let's rehearse. To all of you listening on Christmas Day over Armed Forces Radio,
Merry Christmas!
Lovely. We'll do that in the opening of the show coming up shortly.
Hello. Yes, she is. Just one moment, please. Evelyn, it's for you.
Thank you. This is Evelyn. Yes, Martha. Did you burp her? Hold her against your shoulder, then gently.
Martha! And this is Raymond Lee. Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, you can tune in and hear me over the radio in just a few minutes. That is, if we don't get any more interruptions. Please do not call this number again ever. If you have any questions about the baby, you can phone your own mother. Goodbye. Did you give anyone else this number?
No.
Has anyone else given out this number?
No, Mr. Lee.
Good. Because we cannot have telephones ringing willy-nilly in the middle of this broadcast.
18 seconds to air.
Clear that up in the meantime. Relax and enjoy the show. Certainly sing along with the carols as you wish.
10.
Just don't jump in on those solo sections.
And 5, 4, 3.
OCT presents KYP's Radio Christmas. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Radio Christmas gift to the men and women fighting throughout the world to protect our freedom. The show we're broadcasting right now to Portland, Oregon, will be recorded and played over Armed Forces Radio on Christmas Day for all the soldiers and sailors, Marines and pilots fighting in the name of the Stars and Stripes. To all of you listening on Christmas Day on Armed Forces Radio,
Merry Christmas!
They're not making pennies out of copper anymore. Roosevelt froze prices and wages, and Congress passed a withholding tax. They assure us that'll be gone as soon as the war is over. Women have started a baseball league to make up for all the players who have gone to war.
Yeah, and that'll be gone as soon as the war is over.
Every day, in every corner of the world, United States servicemen and women take brave stands. Each week, KYP spotlights one outstanding and daring act. Hero Spotlight, brought to you by Teal Tooth Drops.
It's 2 in the morning, August 2nd off the Solomon Islands. Pitch black, heavy fog. A PT boat slides back and forth to intercept enemy ships. Suddenly, a Japanese destroyer plunges through the mist. The destroyer slams into the patrol boat and instantly cuts it in half.
Rooks, McMahon, Kierski, Marnie!
After 3 hours of calling and groping through the darkness, 11 survivors huddled together on the remnant of their boat. 2 have died, 2 are badly injured.
Men, we're in our luck.
A day later, our crew encounters some island natives. Friendly natives. He recruits their help.
11 alive. Native knows position and reach.
The commander carves a message into a coconut.
Rendova!
The commander tells the natives to take the coconut down to the base on Rendova. 6 days after the PT boat went down, a Coast Watch commander rescues our stranded crew. The men in that wreck owe their lives to the grit and the wit and the bravery and the brawn of their commander, 26-year-old John Fitzgerald Kennedy. That's our hero spotlight for the day.
My goodness. Swimming 5 miles, towing a sailor with his teeth? That man will go places with those healthy teeth. I wonder if he uses teal.
I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. You have 3 cavities.
How can that be, Dr. Gregory? I brush faithfully after every meal.
That's just the problem. Your scouring cavity's right into your teeth.
8 in 10 people risk brushing ugly cavities right into their own teeth when they use abrasive teeth cleansers. Those people are not using teal. Teal liquid has no abrasives. Teal protects your teeth.
Look at that beautiful smile. Not a cavity in sight.
Thanks, Dr. Gregory.
Call me Greg.
You need every drop. Teal.
Break
regular.
Or red tips.
For the ladies. And now, Radio Christmas postcards. Personal messages to our men and women fighting throughout the world to protect our freedom.
This is Lola Piazza saying hello to my husband Vinny, sailing on a ship somewhere off the coast of New Zealand.
And this is her roommate Liz DeSalle with a kiss from my hubby Bud fighting his way through Italy.
And their other roommate Evelyn with love to my darling Jack. I would give anything, Jack, if you could spend a few moments with your new baby daughter. This roommate thing has worked out terrific, Vinny. It's not the cat fight you said it would be.
Vinny said it was going to be a cat fight?
I told you that.
Thank
goodness for Liz and Lola. I would have never made it to the hospital without them. My labor came on suddenly.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, what a broke. What a mess.
The pain's not coming on right on top of each other right off the bat.
Lola borrowed a car from the Strobecks next door and whisked me off to the hospital.
I was so nervous. I'd be driving along and all of a sudden she'd scream out in pain.
Once I got to the hospital, having this baby was a dream. This nurse put a cloth around my mouth and told me to breathe in nasty smelling stuff, but next thing I knew I was waking up and another nurse handed me our tiny little baby. I slept through the whole thing.
She is so adorable. Oh, Bud, this baby is so adorable.
She has your eyes, Jack.
And when I hold her in my arms, she smiles up at me and I swoon all over again.
It is something special having a baby around at Christmas time.
Hurry home, Jack. We miss you. You too, Bud.
Love you, Vinny.
Really, Vinny said it was going to be a cat fight.
I told you that.
Charge of the prison camp in Italy. This is Colonel George Timmer.
Oh, and Mrs. Timmer. It is so nice to have my man home with me for Christmas.
I apologize for having to leave the front abruptly and without explanation. The army relieved me of my duties temporarily to deal with a family emergency.
Such a tizzy, all because I went to a little party. Oh, what was it?
Was that the communist party?
Oh, no.
Mrs. Timmer.
That's it. A communist party. Well, who doesn't love a party?
Not that kind of party.
No, it was the most boring party I've ever been to. All we did was stuff envelopes. Stuffed envelopes!
Anyway, Mrs. Timmer won't be going to any more parties like that.
Oh, no, too dull.
The army wants me to stay close to home, so they've given me a stateside assignment.
Oh.
But my heart is out there with you guys. Merry Christmas. See y'all home next year.
Merry Christmas!
Well, that was so much fun.
My name is Pearl. Pearl Saito. Thank you, Mr. Lee, for making special arrangements so I could be here tonight. And thank you to the Baizanos, my old neighbors who are letting me stay with them. Mr. Lee asked me to tell you a little bit about my new life at the Minidoka relocation camp in Idaho. I was a sophomore at Franklin High. My brother Kenny was a senior, the student body president, in fact. When FDR issued the executive order 9066, my friends Mary and Doris helped me pack.
Would you look at this fish tank? Wow, those are huge goldfish. You can't take these with you, Pearl?
No, Mary, only what I can fit in this bag.
I got dibs on the fish tank.
Mary!
What? Oh, I'd be happy to take care of your fish tank for you.
That'd be swell. We didn't know what we were going to do with them. Koi are valuable, you know.
Koi?
The fish, they're called koi.
Oh, I'm gonna give them my own names, if that's okay.
Oh, are you going to take this gorgeous chiffon party dress?
It would take up too much room.
Oh, what a shame.
Take it, Doris, it's yours.
Oh, I couldn't.
Where would I use a party dress?
True. Maybe I'll just take care of it for you.
Girl, this is lousy. I still don't get why they're making you go.
To protect the nation from espionage and sabotage.
Oh, you're so dangerous. Pearl Saito, underworld spy. Hides military secrets in the soles of her saddle shoes.
Watch out, her bobby pins are bullets.
She tap dances in Morse code.
Apparently, I'm quite a threat. They call me an enemy alien.
You and I were born in the same hospital. You're an American citizen.
I guess that doesn't count. Not now. After 4 months crammed into animal stalls at the Portland Assembly Center, we boarded the train for the Minidoka. The MPs made us pull down the shade so we couldn't see out and people couldn't see in. We had no idea what our new home would be like. Barbed wire fences, armed guards and towers. They say we're here for our own protection, but it's a prison camp. It's cowboy country out there, sagebrush everywhere. But they cleared all the sagebrush to build this camp. Any little breeze kicks up a gritty dust storm. It's like kicking a shower with sandpaper. It's pretty rustic, but not all that bad. We make our own fun. We have a movie theater. Every Saturday night we have a dance.
Look at Kenny go!
My brother Kenny does a swell jitterbug. He always says, "You can kick Kenny out of a party, but you can't take the party out of old Kenny Saito." My mom looks like she's aged 10 years. My dad's shoulders are stooped. His mind is somewhere else. They lost everything they've worked for all their lives. They never complained, but one night I overheard them talking. But we came here for a better life, a better future for our children. Now this is our life. No, we shouldn't have left Japan. Japan betrayed us. Japan stole our children's future. But they were born here. They're American citizens. Now their own country calls them enemy. Enemy aliens. We are a people without a country. But my father walks a little taller lately. He and the others protested the draft board. Finally, the draft board allowed young Japanese men like my brother to join the service. Kenny's in the army now. He's a translator in the Pacific. Seeing Kenny in a U.S. uniform means so much to my father. And my mother proudly hangs Kenny's service star banner on the door of our tiny, plywood, tar-paper-covered shack. Isn't that just like Mom?
We're so glad you could join us tonight, Pearl. Whenever this war is over, we'll all be here to welcome you back with open arms. Let's all give a hand for Pearl Saito.
Heart of mine.
chestnut trees, the wishing well.
Leather for your flight jackets, because we can't get our hands on a speck of leather around here. Not that I'm complaining. Your father cuts inserts out of cardboard and sticks them in his shoes to hide the holes. Not that he's complaining. My dress shoes split at the soles, and I had to mend them with packing tape and shoe polish. Not that I'm complaining. Edith let me borrow a pair of hers for the show tonight. When you come home, remember to take your flight jacket with you. I just want to see where all this leather is going. Merry Christmas, dear.
Oh, this is Wilbur Simpson again.
And Sue!
We just want to give a shout out to our friend Conrad Harris in the Philippines. Oh, you sure are the cat's meow. We've been hearing a lot of things going kind of poorly in the Philippines, and a lot of our guys got captured.
Yeah, you know, we were so worried about you!
But then we hear that you did get captured, but that you escaped, and that you might be getting some kind of medal.
Yeah, you know, we're so proud of you!
Well, anyway, we got news for you. We bought a house.
And I got a job building ships, too!
And with the both of us employed, we got a down payment in no time.
You know, we just couldn't wait to get out of that rat infested bed for. Oh, yeah, the bugs. Oh, the noises all day and night. The fires. It wasn't safe, you know?
But, anyway, you should see little Jethro. He's a walking.
He's just getting into everything.
And we taught him this swell trick. Whenever you say, Uncle Sam wants you, he prunes up his face and points his finger and growls just like his Uncle Sam.
It's just the cutest little thing.
Goodbye for now, Conrad. We can't wait to see you when this war is over.
Bye now.
What's on your wish list this Christmas?
Wouldn't it be nice to get a Maytag washer for Christmas?
This year at Maytag, we're putting all our energies into building equipment for our soldiers.
A Hamilton watch?
Hamilton watchmakers are putting their wartime efforts into building critical instruments for the Navy.
Pennsylvania silent vacuum tires. For the first time, tires that are safe. It's so quiet.
Unfortunately, wartime rationing does not allow us to offer you these products right now.
lifesavers, 5 dazzling fruit flavors.
If you can't always find the lifesaver flavors you want, it's because our soldiers are getting the lifesavers they want.
You know, for my holiday entertaining, I always use that matchless whiskey for roses.
We've put all our distilleries into building explosives, rubber, and other war products. You can't find a gift you want this Christmas. Buy a war bond instead. We are serving you by serving our country.
You're listening to a special presentation of the Oregon Children's Theater Young Professionals Company doing a World War II radio Christmas 1943 edition.
Step as he executes his night rounds. Then when his march ends, he dons his helmet and dons a debonair derby set at the rakish tilt over his brow. He puffs his chest and lifts his chin, eyes straight ahead. The clutter and chaos of the sidewalk stand at attention as Clyde strides to his daytime post. He presides over this town behind his desk at, the ration board.
I need new tires from a tractor, Clyde.
No.
My Aunt Clark's coming to visit. I need another ration booklet.
No!
I need supplemental mileage ration.
No!
But they extended my delivery routes.
Yes, well, everyone in Laurelhurst has problems. Yours may work out. Stan, who's next?
Hello, Clyde.
Next applicant is Vivian Long.
Hello, Vivian.
Oh, I see you already know Miss Long. Miss Long, this is Mr. Clyde.
Well, he has a great deal about Clyde and Laurelhurst. Let's see, the last time we met
was when the Franklin Quakers trounced the Grant Generals.
How nice. You remember.
I remember every detail. The Quakers wore gray, you wore blue.
Yes, I put my cheerleading uniform in storage.
I'm sure we're fascinated with your wardrobe, Miss Long, but people are waiting just outside.
Yes, Clyde, Michael and I.
Michael?
Yes. Michael and I need to drive down to California immediately. It's very important.
Yes, well, who's stopping you?
We need a car.
Are you crazy? You can't just walk in here and get a car. This is wartime, and Clyde would
I'll
never...
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, Clyde.
Good night. Aren't you going home, Clyde?
Not right now, Stan.
But we're closed, and you need your rest around start in 4 hours.
I'm waiting for a lady. She's coming back. I know she's coming back.
That broad who wants the car.
A broad! She's a lady. As fine as you'll ever see.
Sorry, boss.
Of all the ration boards, in all the towns, all over the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing, Stan?
Nothing. Just a little something of my own.
Well, stop it! You know what I want to hear.
What?
You know. No. You know.
That's it. Drink up, Vivian. We'll never finish the other three root beers. Here's looking at you, kid.
I've got to go, Clyde. They're waiting for me.
All right. I'll pick you up on your side after
No, not my side. They'll see. I'll meet you at the station.
All right. All right.
This is from the station.
Oh, Clyde. Kiss me. Kiss me as though it were the last time.
Clyde, I have to talk to you.
And I have got some work to do in the back.
Why didn't you come back to Laurelhurst?
Please don't. Don't, Clyde. I can understand how you feel.
You understand how I feel? How long were we together, Vivian?
I didn't count the days.
I did. Every one of them. Mostly I remember the last. A wow finish. A guy sitting alone at the soda station. Can't eat a bite of his strawberry sundae because his insides have been kicked out.
Oh, Clyde, don't you see? After that defeat, I couldn't...
Tell me. Who was it you left me for? Was it Michael? Or were there others in between? Or aren't you the kind that tells?
Can I tell you a story, Clyde?
Does it have a wow finish?
It's about a girl, the head cheerleader at Grand High. She met a boy, the assistant basketball coach at Franklin. They fell in love. But then, the Quakers smothered the Generals, 87-53.
Yeah, we did.
How could I show my face in my school again if anyone saw me eating a strawberry sundae with a Franklin coach? Good grief! Did you guys have to play the first string that late into the game? Have you no mercy?
We played the entire bench by the end of the third quarter. Grant was abominable. You couldn't have won if our guys made the shots for you.
That's what happened to us, Clyde. You couldn't just win. You had to rub our noses in it. Your competitiveness, that's what came between us.
You traded me in for loyalty to your school. High school lasts 4 years, Vivian. We could have had a lifetime together. Vivian!
Look at us. That was 30 years ago.
Yes. 30 years. With Michael.
With Michael? Clyde, Michael is my son. My husband's name was Richard.
Richard. His name was Richard?
He's been gone 8 years now.
Gone. So sorry.
Yes, well, you know.
And now?
Now it's just me. Oh, and Michael. He just finished boot camp. I think they're shipping him off to Europe. That's why I need the car to drive him to San Diego.
And that leaves just you.
And you? How are you, Clyde?
I haven't felt this good in 30 years. How about that strawberry sundae?
I'd love to.
After you.
Little gentleman, Clyde.
What?
Clyde.
Well, as I suspected, he's a rank sentimentalist. I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. As time goes by, and when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time. And hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
I'll remember that! Woodbury!
You caught the bouquet! You know what that means!
Between this bouquet and Woodbury facial soap, I'll be Tim's bride in no time!
Put your man in the marrying mood with Woodbury facial soap! For the skin you love to touch, Woodbury. Looking for women with extra fat!
Skillet drippings? The trimmings from your meat? Fat skim from your gravy?
Yep! The OPA will pay you 4 cents and 2 red ration points for every pound of fat!
The glycerin from your cooking fats is essential to the war effort. 1 tablespoon provides enough glycerin for 73 smallpox inoculations.
For 5 machine gun bullets a pound!
Just pour them!
Pour
them up in fats into a tin can!
And when they're full, you can get your fat cans down to the butcher!
Just do your part for the war effort!
Give Uncle Sam your fat.
My name is Sergeant Richard Powers of the United States Ski Troop, a hand-picked division of men trying to fight in the scorching heat. In the blistering cold and in rugged mountainous terrain. Our first mission ever took us to the steep, craggy islands of Kiska, Alaska, a dot in the string of the Aleutian Islands. The battle for Attu had been bloody and brutal. We braced for the worst as we made our amphibious approach.
We're never gonna make it.
Why are you saying that, Smitty?
I was on the tube. These Japanese are brutal, nothing stops them, we're all gonna die!
Smitty, don't talk like that!
One morning on the tube. 3 o'clock. So quiet you can hear the snow melting. Then bam! They pour over the hills like a swarm of angry bees. Bonsai! Bonsai! Fog's thicker than clam chowder. You can hear them, but you can't see them. Louder and louder until they're in your face. So close you can count their teeth. Bonsai! Bonsai! We had them outnumbered. They knew it. So they made one last lunatic drive. It was mass suicide. They even bombed their own hospital. Bonsai to the Emperor!
Smitty! It might not be as bad on Kiska.
You're right. It'll be different on Kiska. It'll be worse. It'll be much worse. They have high ground. Look at that hill. We'll climb up that hill with 75 pounds of gear strapped to our backs, while those Nippon warriors plug our brains full of lead. If we make it to the top, they'll be waiting
for Smitty! Shut your cake hole. Quiet, everyone. We're getting close. All right, good luck, men. Go, 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 go. Do you see anything?
Nothing.
Barnum, what you got?
Not a soul.
All right, hand me that radio. Red Robin to Cricket, over.
This is Cricket, over.
No signs of enemies, over.
Copy. No units have reported enemy contact, over.
Please advise, over.
Continue recon. Report any contact, Over.
Copy. Over. Reeser and Varnum, check over that hill. Besner and Wooten, clear the ridge. Smitty and Booth, come with me.
Excuse me, the creeps. Like we're walking into some kind of trap.
Quiet, Smitty!
What was that?
Shut up! Steady. Steady.
Sorry, Varnum!
What? I nearly shot!
We found something.
Sorry.
Okay, hand me that radio. We need
it's
to record it.
Sorry.
A grave? What, like a mass grave?
Just one man? An American?
A grave? An American? How...
I think he'll want to see this, sir.
What on earth are you...
Read this sign.
Here lies a young enemy pilot who lost his youth and his happiness for his motherland. 28 July, 43.
These dog tags were hanging on the sign?
Jerry Leonard, 20 years old. Pilot? He's probably one of the guys that was sent to strafe the beaches.
He was making their lives hell. Can't believe they called him a hero.
And the risk. They've been caught.
I guess they're not all savages, Smitty. That grave was the only contact we had with Japanese forces on Kiska. The Japanese had evacuated the island. We had naval forces surrounding the island, but they left for a few hours to refuel. In that short window, the Japanese darted in and loaded up 5,000 personnel. The soldiers even dumped their weapons in the harbor so as not to overload the ships. The Japanese left Kiska without a fight, but not before a few of their soldiers secretly erected a tribute to a fallen enemy pilot.
Christ the Lord, the new.
Wherever you are tonight, we hope we've brought you some joy this Christmas. I'm Raymond Lee with
Robert Smith,
Evelyn Hughes,
Helen Ballantyne,
Peggy Murphy,
Astrid Naley,
Peter Stanley.
And the dazzling music of Miss Darcy White. From all of us here at KYP's, we wish you safety and love, and of course,
a Merry Christmas!
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
Happy holiday!
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Happy holiday!
Holiday!
Happy holiday!
Holiday.
May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
May the calendar keep ringing happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
I'm dreaming of
happy
a white Christmas.
While the merry
just like the ones I used to know.
Every wish come true.
Where the treetops glisten and children bloom.
You've been listening to a very special presentation of a World War II Radio Christmas 1943 edition, written by Pat Cruz Tellinghusen, based on the Christmas from Home series originally performed by the Tapestry Theater. This show was performed by the Young Professionals Company of the Oregon Children's Theater on December 14th, 2013, recorded by Chief Engineer Tom Hood and KBOO Ninja Ren Green. Tune back in to 90.7 KBOO.FM at 5 o'clock today to hear a special presentation of news from World War II.
Here comes the fattest man in town. He's more than 60 inches round. Never in a hurry, never has a frown. Doesn't ever worry, long as there's a reindeer round. Here comes the fattest man in town. Wonder whose chimney he'll slide down. There's only one way traffic when he comes to town. Make way for the fattest man in town.
KBOO Community Radio and the North Portland Neighborhood Library is proud to sponsor the Jefferson High School 13th Annual Multicultural Film Festival. On January 14th, the documentary The House I Live In explores the risks that prohibition poses to freedom and the tragedy of addicts being treated as criminals. Meanwhile, the prisons of America are growing overcrowded with nonviolent criminals and illegal drugs are still being sold in schoolyards. This film is being shown on January 14th at the North Portland Neighborhood Library off of Killingsworth Street at 6 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
My first time ever on the radio was on KBOO about 10 years ago on the Soundbox with Dina B. And I've been doing radio ever since. I love KBOO.
KBOO is such a friendly, laid-back, fun environment. There's a lot of freedom here.
Boy, all I can say is that they just give me the complete freedom to play every single thing I feel like playing. And that's a rare thing in radio stations nowadays, and I sure appreciate it.
It's a passion of mine to investigate and to find and to share.
Come on down to the next volunteer orientation on Wednesday, January 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. here at the KBOO Studios at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
And this is KBOO Portland. Happy holidays, everybody. It's Christmas morning, and coming right up at the top of the hour, it's almost 11 o'clock, we have the Recovery Zone hosted by Stephanie Potter. Today she's going to look at Sunday assemblies, gatherings for non-believers, and she's got a bunch of non-believers there in the air room, and we'll talk to them in just a second. First, I need to tell you that this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at their carbon-neutral eco brew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevard, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. Available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia, information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com. Also by the Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients, and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW. Stay tuned for the Recovery Zone.
Hi, you're tuned to KBOO Portland. I'm Stephanie Potter, and this is The Recovery Zone, a show focused on healing our world. And as we all know, today is Christmas, and for many people here in the U.S., it's a Christian holiday, and we're celebrating family and love and connection and community. And for people who aren't Christian and who aren't even Muslim or Jewish or anything else, there's also a sense of still the humanity and connection that this holiday evokes. And today I have four more or less non-believers in the room with me who are talking about how they want to create more of that for themselves through something called the Sunday Assembly. And the Sunday Assembly was started a year ago in January by two British stand-up comedians, Sanderson Jones and Pippa Evans. And I'm going to have Tammy play a brief clip of they were in Portland 2 weeks ago, and they were trying to get it launched here. They've been going on a big tour. So could you play that, Tammy?
The Sunday Assembly, well, we are a godless congregation that celebrates the simple fact that we are all alive. And we've got this awesome motto, which is live better, help others. often and wonder more. The only thing cooler than our motto is our mission, and our mission is to try to help everyone live this one life as fully as possible. And it's very weird that it is now in Portland, though apparently this is the home of weird, so maybe appropriate that it is here. It's been a bizarre year, because I started this with my friend Pippa. We're both stand-ups, and about 2 years ago, we were going in a car, and it turns out that we both wanted to do something. We're like, oh, I've sort of like wanted to do church, but without the God bear. And then she was like, oh, I've sort of wanted to do the church, but without the God bit. And then we started, we had the first one in January.